I'd like to welcome to the podcast today PSA CPSU New South Wales President Nicole Jess, and also a new person to our podcast, our Women's Officer Simone Scalma. But before we go into formal introductions, I would like to acknowledge the Gadigal peoples of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the land which we record this podcast, and pay respects to their elders past, present and emerging. I would like to extend the respect to Aboriginal peoples today listening. This year's Sydney International Women's Day Committee is holding their yearly rally on Saturday, the 11th of March, at 11 a.m. at Town Hall. The theme this year is Rising Up for Equality. Nicole and Simone, for both of you, what does that mean to you this year?
Well, firstly, let me say thank you for being on the podcast, and International Women's Day is such an important day for our women members in the PSA. The theme means to me that all women in PSA and in all workplaces should come together, address what are the concerns that are in those workplaces, let's make change, let's fight it together, because together we can win things, and we've proven that in the PSA. Sure. Yep. We've proven that, you know, when we have a good cause that we can fight, we can advocate and we can make change. So let's all be there on Saturday and let's come up with some great ideas about where we want to make change in our workplaces, and let's bring that change on.
Yeah. And look, sometimes it's hard to get people to come to rallies, and we understand that is during their own time. But there are a few rallies that we really encourage people to attend. And obviously it's International Women's Day and May Day, which is coming obviously on the 1st of May. But Simone, what about you? Because you're fairly new in this role, but how do you feel when it comes to this theme of rising up for equality?
Thanks, Marianne. I think it's a really important day, International Women's Day, to celebrate the achievements that women have
Absolutely.
Made, because we've come a long way. And also reflect on the challenges that still need to be fought, because things aren't entirely equal, especially in the workplace. And just on a personal level, it's also a celebration of the women that we learned from, and also time to be grateful, you know, to work for a union that has a very large percentage of women members.
Yes.
And really strong women in leadership positions. And, you know, for myself, working with some really great women who, you know, mentor and support each other, and to be able to have taken advantage of flexible workplace carer arrangements and those things, which is goes a long way to help women.
Yeah. I'm just going to add something, because you're a mum.
Yeah.
So it's also about the future of your girls, right?
That's right. Yeah. So being able to show your children that it's important to work hard, and having the right flexible supports in the workplace to be able to do so.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So, Nicole, you've worked in corrective services for over 30 years, am I correct?
34 years, yes.
34 years, very long time.
Very long time.
I admire you, because I could not do that job. I just have to say, I look at men, women, whoever that works in that industry, and I just go, thank you so much, because I could not do that, and you're protecting the community. But in respects to women, have you seen any changes in the last 34 years?
Look, there's been slow changes.
They're
not, you know, overnight changes. We do have more women in senior roles.
Yes.
Unfortunately for us, when you're under a roster system, it's very hard to have flexibility if you're in the custodial environment. There's more flexibility with flex leave and everything in the non-custodial environment. We need to make some more changes. There needs to be more senior women up in the higher ranks across the whole of corrective services. But overall, I think there has been positive change, you know, moving forward. And I think we've got some very strong advocates now that want to see that change.
Yeah. Have you ever heard, Simone, when you're dealing with the women members, that they talk about the change that's been in their workplace? It doesn't have to obviously be corrective services. It could have been when you were looking after Department of Health or Education.
Yeah, I think with the Women's Council, some of our women's delegates, we've had stories when we've had times to reflect at Women's Conference about from some of our women members that work in a male-dominated workplace,
sure.
such as primary industries, and some of the changes they've had, you know, from 30 years ago, there being no women's facilities in the workplace, having to share the facilities with men, and
yeah.
women having to resign when they got married.
Yeah, that's always a funny one. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some change that still needs to happen. Like I am part of the women's unit, and we're hearing stories from different agencies where women have been acting up into higher roles, and then they have a child, and then they're not eligible to go for those roles because they've had maternity leave. So, you know, we make a change, we take three steps forward,
and 10 steps back.
So, yeah. you know, it is slow progress, but this is what that's why it's important to be in the union, to
yes.
be a member of the union, and to raise these issues so we can then fight for you and with you.
So just you saying that, have you seen a difference with people that haven't been members and people that have, more women, when there's something that happens in the workplace? Can you see the difference so that people can understand the advantages of joining the union?
Well, one thing I see the difference is women are really, like, we are an untapped resource. Women are so strong.
Yes.
We have endured the worst disadvantages in the workplace, yet we have been strong enough to actually fight for them, and we still continue to fight for them. So if you're a woman out there and you are not a member and you're hearing this, then please join, because the union will support you. You will not always be protected in your workplace. The departments will not always protect you. And you have a look around at the other women, and together you can make change in your workplace. And we are a strong band of women in the union that really fight for the rights of women.
And I agree with that. In a previous life for me, it was the women that got people to join the union because they knew the importance of it and the protection.
Yeah.
And they knew that they needed someone to support them if they were in trouble, yeah. and especially if they didn't do anything yeah. wrong.
They don't necessarily want to be the delegates. They don't want yeah. to put in that hard yard, but they are there. They're the backbone of the workplaces that are raising the issues and have the voice. Yeah, we're strong.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So can we do better for people who identify as women in the workplace?
We have a long way to go in that area. I think we are making considerable changes. The PSA is making considerable changes. We've now got a council that we've formed, which is the LGBTQIA+ council. We'll be addressing that in the council about how we can make change in the workplace for people that identify as women, but also for people that identify as men or queer, gay, straight, you know, everyone. That council will address all issues. And I think there is a lot of space in there to change our workplaces, especially in male-dominated areas. You know, it's very hard for people to come out as what they identify in those areas, so we need to make it an easier transition for them and an acceptable transition for them.
I know this isn't part of IWD, but we are having an LGBTQIA plus committee that's
yes.
just starting.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in another podcast
yes.
down the road.
Yep.
But it's really important that we all, you know, work towards people feeling safe in the workplace.
Yep.
Yeah. So just further on, we've had some amazing things that our union has been a part of, such as we've had 3 pay equity cases and with librarians and school support administrative members, and they're all in female-dominated areas. We've also been back in the 90s, I think it was the 90s or the early 2000s, when domestic violence leave wasn't a thing, but in our federal jurisdiction under the CPSU, we got in universities leave, and they were the first to get up to 20 days, which was amazing. So, and obviously lactation breaks as well, which is really important. So I guess, are there any new things that the council's looking at? I know superannuation is always a big one for women, sexual harassment in the workplace, flexibility for work. And we know that during COVID there was flexibility on the employer's side, but, you know, what's happened after that? So is there anything that council right now is looking at? And I'll start with Nicole first.
Well, Look, I think one of the things that we need to look at is all the things that you mentioned. Yes, they came in quite some time ago. What we actually have to do is make sure that the departments are actually implementing the policy properly, and that, you know, like lactation breaks, like buildings get built. You know, these things may not be thought of when they're built. You know, are we making sure that in our workplaces that there is, you know, a specific room for women to go and have their lactation breaks, and everything is stored correctly, like the milk is stored correctly. We need to make sure, and it's a safe place for them to go to. So even though we've had it and it's been in you know, play for quite some time, we need to make sure that it's still being addressed in the workplaces.
And
now.
not forgotten. And I think people forget because, you know, we end up being an ageing workforce. Mm. So when someone new comes in, people forget that that actually exists.
Yeah. One of the things that we've talked about in the women's unit is also that, and the council, is that homelessness for women is on the increase, especially over the age of 55.
Yes.
You know, we have, you know, women that are couch surfing, you know, living with, you know, one child this week, one child the next week, living in cars, you know, maybe living on the streets, but they're still working. So that's something that I see the Women's Council looking at addressing in the future. It's a hard one because we don't know. It's very hard for our members to actually come forward and say that there's a problem in that area.
Well, the first problem is housing. Mm. So housing's an issue, yep, which then converts, yep, to homelessness, yep, as well.
Which is part of this election.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what's the government, our current government and, you know, our shadow government, what are they proposing for us? Because we need real change in that area.
Absolutely. How about you, Simone? Like, is there something that stands out that the women members are really passionate about?
Yeah, I think domestic violence is, we've had some important changes with DVF leave in the federal space. Then in the national employment standards, there's now 10 days DVF leave and 20 days for employees under the Crown Award,
yep,
per calendar year. And a really important part of that that we fought really hard for was for casuals to also,
yes,
have access for that. So that's quite, yeah, a huge advancement. But just there's so many layers behind that. It's great that it's there, but how are women going to feel supported in the workplace to access that leave, to not get adverse action, to not, you know, be denied,
yeah,
promotional opportunities because they feel like their personal life, the manager thinks their personal life isn't together, or, you know, making sure that payroll systems are updated so that the leave's not written on the,
yeah,
pay slip, all those kind of things. And also that also links to housing. Do they have, if women take that leave to be able to escape violent situations, do we have adequate housing for them to go to?
They don't. Yeah. We don't. So, but I just want to touch on what you just said then. If anyone is listening and you notice on your pay slip, if it does say domestic violence leave, if your department won't change it or your employer won't change it, please contact the PSA and we'll fight for that to be changed. So yeah, just because you mentioned that, I think it's important.
And then also, if you have had to have taken that leave and then later down the track, you know, there's a review of your sick leave,
yes,
and that leave is included, then please contact the Member Support Centre, because what we're also hearing is that departmental heads are then coming back and wanting to address people's leave, and they're including that in their sick leave, and that is not meant to happen whatsoever.
Well, that clearly means that they don't understand,
yes, what the policy.
Yeah, yeah, and the award. Mm. So that's just crazy.
Special leave, and I think the move is now in the next few months for it to just be recorded as hours worked.
Okay.
To not be, you know, singled out at all.
Oh, when that happens, we should touch base again so that,
yeah,
the members understand, yeah, what's happening with, yeah, that. Yeah.
And the other huge big thing is sexual harassment, which we've had the Respect at Work bill in the federal space, and the recognition that I think it's about 17% of people that experience sexual harassment feel comfortable in reporting that, and that's because the tendency for it to have been dealt with as a complaint.
Yeah.
And so that the new changes mean that it's has to be examined as a health and safety issue, and the employer has to take reasonable steps to make sure that sexual harassment doesn't occur.
Yeah.
But what does that mean in the workplace? So I think for unions, it's to make sure we engage with our members and understand the changes, and that delegates and HSRs are trained, that there's a trauma-informed response and training for staff, and risk assessments done, and those things are taking place so that we make sure it does create that real change instead of just being a new law.
Mm. Yeah. Just for those people that don't know what a HSR is, that's a health safety
representative.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just wanted to add that just in case people didn't know that.
Every workplace should have a work health safety committee.
Yep.
And they should have HSRs in that committee.
Our annual women's conference is always held in September each year. Before we talk about this year's conference, I really want to acknowledge last year's conference as probably being one of the best conferences I've been to in over 20 years. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge our chairwoman, Leanne Smith. I felt like, and my team especially, because as you guys know, we work very closely with you guys. Sometimes it hasn't felt a comfortable space, but the way she opened the conference was amazing, and every person, not just the women, but the most important people were the women in the room, felt safe. And they could ask questions. No one was looking down at them. And if we couldn't answer the questions, we got back to them. So, I mean, I just wanted to acknowledge that. And every woman that spoke was so inspirational. But the two that stood out to me were Kath Koshel and Fruini. Now, we'll talk about Fruini a little bit later. But Kath in particular, oh, my God, I don't even know what to say. If you don't know who she is, please look her up. I'll spell her name. Kath is K-A-T-H and the surname is K-O-S-C-H-E-L.
Yep. Right. Nicole, Kath Koshel from the Kindness Factory.
Yes.
And she is a truly inspirational woman. She had people laughing. She had people crying. And if you look her up and you look at her website, you will see how inspirational she is. If you ever get the opportunity to hear her speak, she will move you, she will make you laugh, but she will make you realise that it's not an effort just to be kind.
Yeah.
And that is what's lacking a lot in our workplaces.
Yes.
Just to be kind to each other, and women need to make sure that we're kind to each other.
Yes.
Sometimes it hurts more when, you know, one of your colleagues who's a woman, you know, is the person that's giving you some trauma in the workplace. So we need to realise, you know, be kind to each other. We don't know everyone's backstory. So, you know, being kind is easy. Doesn't cost anything. And that's what she highlighted. And that was someone that came from such adversity. To be kind to the person that gave her some of that adversity was just truly inspirational. And plus, she's also a friend of my partner, so it had a special meaning to me in regards to because my partner had seen what she'd gone through through that adversity. So, you know, it's amazing where she's come to, because most people wouldn't be able to get out of where she was.
Yeah, that was one of the most incredible things like.
And she's got a book out, so if anyone wants to look at the book, it's called The Kind. And I think you can go on her website and you'll be able to find it there. But if it's anything like the discussion that she had at the women's conference, it is going to be a fantastic book, and it will be raw, it will be honest, and it will be truly inspiring for people.
And what
grab
about
your
you?
Tissues.
Yeah, grab your tissues.
No, and that's no joke, because we had grown men crying in that room.
Yeah.
That's how emotional it got. She was just so... I feel like when I start complaining, I just have to think of Kath and go, Marianne, put your big girl pants on, because you don't know what it feels like to have that kind of adversity. Yeah. And she was just inspirational.
Was
And Fruini is special to us because that is Chris Cruden's niece. Now, for me, I just watched this young woman articulate herself so incredibly, and wisdom beyond her years. She was just – everyone just had their – mouths open in the room going, what? And like I said, it was Chris Cruden's niece, so that made it even more special for us. How did you find her?
Well, maybe we should explain who Chris Cruden is.
Sure.
Yeah. Chris Cruden was a manager of the PSA. She was in charge of schools and she was integral in the pay equity case for the school support staff, SLOs and remind me who else, there was three.
SLOs, school administrative staff, so SAOs. Yeah.
And that was a substantial win for the PSA. Yeah. The pay equity case was up to about 33%.
36, I think.
36, yeah. So that's an amazing outcome and she was integral in that. And she was a mentor for many people in the building, not just for women but for, you know, many of our males and females in the building, and she was truly inspirational and she supported me when I was elected to the president role and helped me, you know, adapt to the role. So I thank her for that. And I met Fruini at Chris's funeral, which touched us all in the PSA. And I just, when I spoke to her, I just realised that she needed to be one of the speakers at the women's conference. She was just she was just like happy. She was like a sunflower, a walking, talking sunflower.
Absolutely.
And it's how I think of her. And then I spoke to Simone, and Simone and I had a hookup with her, and we were just blown away after having the Teams meeting with her. And we were just both like, she has to speak. And she spoke about the Lismore floods.
Yes.
Because she comes from Lismore. She spoke about she's done a degree in bees. I can't remember what the degree is, but it's about bees. She's passionate about bees, and she's also passionate about our environment. And to hear her speak, and I've heard many young you know, male or female speak about the environment, but to hear her speak was just, it was different. And I think it's just her. I think she was just an amazing person, as a walking, talking sunflower. Yeah.
So in saying that, this year's theme is embrace equity. Is it too early to ask if we're going to have some sunflowers at conference, or what are we expecting?
Well, we're a little bit worried about how we topped last year because it was special. And I really want to talk about Leanne as well, because Leanne did make it special.
Oh, absolutely.
Our chairperson. She is an amazing woman who has really done a lot for the PSA. She has brought she helped introduce stillbirth leave, which she's passionate about. And you hear her story, and when she speaks about her story, you know, there's not a dry eye in the house. There's you know, where are the tissues? We need them. But for her to be able to speak about her story and her husband and to make change is really truly inspiring. So to have her as the chairperson is amazing. And we will top it.
We're talking about members, I want to bring up someone that kept coming up and asking questions, and you could see on her. So Kylie O'Connor, she literally got so much out of that conference that we've all had conversations with her after, obviously. But just watching her face as well, to see the connection that how change can happen in a union. Like you could really see that. And she was a bit of a standout for me too.
She was a standout. She's another one that made people really – she had a profound effect on people because her life story was so – it was not an easy story to tell, but she also brought it about it with laughter as well. So she made everyone feel comfortable when she told a story. But I think, you know, with great women, and it goes back to being a member in an environment where you can come and tell your story and you can be part of the membership, and members actually, when you're in that environment, women actually feel stronger to be able to tell their story. We all have stories to tell.
Yes.
So, you know, at Women's Conference, I hope again that there's women that come and they feel as if they can tell their story. I think one of the things that we need to do this conference is to not just tell our story, but how do we give the women the ability to then go back into the workplace and give them the tools to actually make change. That's one of the things Simone put out, a SurveyMonkey, and that's one of the major things that came out of it was, yes, it was good, but how do we make change in our workplace? So we hope to give them the tools and the ability to go back into the workplace this conference and make change.
Can I also mention Rosemary Kariuki?
Oh, yeah. I was going to mention her too. Yeah, she was amazing.
She's one of my personal favourites. Yeah. And she's a member of ours who's the Multicultural Liaison Officer at Parramatta Police.
Yes.
So she does great work helping refugee and migrant women in particular with domestic violence.
And didn't she get an Order of Australia?
Yes, she did.
She was the local hero Australian of the year, I think, in 2021. Yeah. But she just had such a beautiful story, again, kind of about kindness and about when she first arrived and she was in Australia and she was really lonely and no one used to talk to her. So she put Christmas cards under everyone's door in her building saying, talk to me. And she just kind of kills everyone with love. And
she was amazing.
Yeah.
She was beautiful.
Yeah.
And she had this beautiful laugh.
Another walking, talking sunflower.
It
was just like brightness in the room. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and so that's, I think it's important that, you know, we're such a diverse union and that we capture that in our conference and that, you know, we get as many people and also in delegates, you know, encouraging people if they might not think that it's for them, but to come along to it, even if you're not sure if you want to be a official delegate, you can still come along and do training courses and get involved and find out and, you know, kind of have your say, bring your story into the picture, and we're all stronger for that.
And there's something that's really come through, especially at the moment we are in the middle of a state election campaign. We have some amazing members. There's about six of our members who are running in electorates for the state election, which, you know, you just go, wow, that's pretty amazing. But we have really interesting people in our membership. And if you have a story to tell, please contact the PSA because, you know, you could be that person that makes a change to someone else hearing your story. So when you talk about Rosemary, she was just so amazing and she was a member of ours. So we didn't just contact her because she won an award, but she was a member. So if you do have a story that you feel that we need to hear, please contact us because we'd love to even talk to you on the pod.
If you have a female member that is really inspirational and has, you know, helped your other members, we would love to hear them speak at the conference.
Absolutely.
So please contact, you know, Simone, myself, and, we will work through that for the conference.
Yeah, and we'll put the details down for that so that people know how to get to us really easily. Just to finish up, and thank you so much for your time. Again, this weekend, Saturday is – well, tomorrow is International Women's Day. So, you know, celebrate it the way you know how to celebrate it best. We are about rising up for equality. Stand up for people that are being treated differently. I think that makes a difference in the workplace as well. This Saturday, 11th of March at 11 a.m. at Town Hall, and we're walking toward Hyde Park, and then there's just going to be a few stalls and things like that for people to enjoy. So love to see you all there. Did you two want to say anything else before we finish
just
up?
I just wanted to say again, as an individual, it's very hard to bring change.
Yes.
But, you know, look around your workplace, look at, you know, how many women you've got there together. If you are in the union, it's not just you sitting in that workplace by yourself. There is 60% of the PSA membership is over 60%.
64 now.
Yeah, is women members. And together we can bring a change. So you don't have to have the strongest voice. You don't have to be, you know, the person that pushes forward and wants to do all that. But if you're in a union, we can really make a difference.
Totally agree. How about you, Simone? Did you want to say anything?
Just to encourage all our members, but in particular today, our women members, just to get involved and to organise workplace meetings or get in touch with your organiser. Or if you have any ideas, you can email women@psa.asn.au and let us know more about what you'd like brought onto the agenda in your workplace or if you have any issues of concern. And have a look at our Facebook page and our
website.
Our website, we have Women at Work pages in the red tape, which highlights some of the amazing work that we've talked about today that our members do, and get involved.
If you want to get in contact with us, it's women@psa.asn.au, or you can call our contact centre at 1-800-772-679. Thank you for your time today, listeners, and we look forward to coming back to you next week. Take care.